Welcome to the 12 Days of Marketing, where you will learn the 12 steps to starting the new year with your best marketing potential. Brought to you by Top Advisor Marketing, a done-for-you podcasting solution built for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of the 12 Days of Marketing, Matt Holleran and Kirk Lowe.
Welcome to Day 11 of the 12 Days of Marketing. I'm your host for this episode, Kirk Lowe, the founder of Top Advisor Marketing. We're going to talk today about nurture marketing and how to nurture leads digitally. Why nurture marketing? Why is it important and what is it? Lead nurturing, simply put, is the building of a relationship with individuals who are not currently ready to buy, but could be an ideal customer in the future. I was first introduced to the concept of nurture marketing by Jim Cecil. He started his company in 1986, and I believe I first came across him in 1998. I was at a practice as a marketing person learning to be a financial advisor, and we over doubled the size of an advisor's practice in about a year and a half to 2 years. So it went from 250 in production to 550 in less than 2 years. And nurture marketing was a part of what we were trying and doing there. Here's a great quote from Mark Twain. And this really sets up what nurture marketing and here's a quote from Mark Twain about marketing and how integral it is to be on top of it. Mark Twain once said, "When you need a friend, it's too late to make one." Marketing is no different. You have to be constantly marketing so that opportunities are always in your pipeline. And you need to be treating that pipeline like gold, everybody in it. Nurtured leads produce on average a 20% increase in sales opportunities versus non-nurtured leads. If you think about over your lifetime and your career, or over your career, I should say, there are so many opportunities that fall through the cracks that never become real opportunities. Imagine if you could boost that by 20% over your career, how much money that would mean for you and your practice. Lead nurturing emails get 4 to 10 times the response rate compared to standalone email blasts. People respond to being nurtured, especially in this case with email. So let's talk a little bit of some of the best practices of being good at nurture marketing. Pay attention to frequency, how often and how frequently you connect with somebody. Marketing Automation for Dummies recommends that you send drip emails or nurture emails about every 6 to 45 days. The more engaged somebody is, the more frequent you could send something. Nurture marketing is built around quality content. If you're sending content that isn't very valuable, isn't relevant, isn't of high quality, meaningful, intelligent, gracious, you are not going to have the success that you want to with nurture marketing. There needs to be substance to your communications. When you can, use plain text or simple opportunities. I'm speaking specifically about digital nurturing here with these best practices. Use different types of content. 5 white papers in a row isn't going to cut it. Send a white paper, then a checklist, then an article, then a podcast, then a video, then a link to somebody else's thoughts on the same subject. Send opportunities for them to engage further. Be personable. Be yourself. Personalize your emails. Make sure they know that you're connecting with them personally, not just anybody. Educate people with your content. Be brief. Do not write long emails. Be gracious and be polite. Have manners. Be a good listener. Listen to the stats about your nurture marketing and listen. Pay attention to the replies you're getting back. And finally, rally your team around the power of nurturing. get them involved, ask them to engage people, and get them to promote as well. Here are some opportunities that may trigger a nurture marketing event. A referral, whether that's from a center of influence or a client or a prospect or a family member, referral is an opportunity to try to start an engagement. A website visitor who fills out your web form. A social engagement, somebody who's communicating with you socially, either frequently or specifically. Or email capture, so somebody downloads a paper, a book, a checklist, a video, a course, whatever you have going on. Anytime you capture somebody's email, that is one of the most important times to immediately respond and trigger a nurture marketing sequence. So here, let's talk a little bit about some of the different types of nurture. I've been talking specifically about digital nurturing, but there are other forms. Some types of marketing are email, obviously the triggered sequence, or even a newsletter. A newsletter is a form of nurturing. It's the simplest form. It's probably one that most advisors are most familiar with. And it still plays an important role, but it cannot be, it's not as good as a specific campaign because it may be on a variety of different subjects. And when somebody downloads something specific, that shows an area of interest and you want to be able to drill down on that. Social media is a type of nurture opportunity or a way to nurture. So you can be sending out people, if somebody responds to a particular article or a particular event or a post that you've made socially, you could lead them to other stuff. So that is more of a manual opportunity or process, but it exists and it's a really good one. So if somebody says, hey, raises their hand socially and says, that was a great article, you could send them to somewhere where they could engage further in that line of thinking. Print is another one. Send a letter, send a note, send a card. Retargeting is a digital opportunity where somebody who visits your website, when they go other places, your ads pop up. Yes, it's online stalking or advertising stalking, if you will. But it is very very prominent and can be effective. Voice. So call somebody, do a podcast and send them the podcast where you're talking to them. Do a video. So there's opportunities for you to do voice to voice. Face to face is another type of nurture. Make sure that you invite people to events. Make sure that you have events. Be active. You need to provide opportunities for people to connect with you outside of it being about work and their finances. And when you do events, don't make them all about you. Make them about your client, your community, other people. You'll get way more points, credibility points, things like that than you would if it's all about you. And you'll get way better turnouts and you get people talking about it. Another great face-to-face opportunity is just one-on-one meetings or one-on-one opportunities to engage. Take a client to a sporting event. Take them to a garden show. Take them out for a coffee. Invite them, you know, there's lots of opportunities for one-on-ones with clients, and they should be doing those. Some of the tools, this will be the last thing I talk about, but there are many tools to help you automate your marketing. There are really too many to name it, to get into it, but I'll name a couple. They are pretty easy to find. Now, one of the things to really consider is a simple tool that can allow you to expand, that can become quite comprehensive. I find HubSpot has met the need here of small business owners. They have a free CRM, let you taste it, try it, and you can slowly move up. When you do move up, it does get pricey, but when you move up, you should be good at it and producing results. So I think they're a great partner, a great opportunity. There's other companies like Constant Contact, MailChimp, vertical response companies like that. The problem with those companies is they have very limited nurture marketing capabilities and they don't have very good reporting and they can be cumbersome. Having said that, they are still, will get you started. So that's it today. We talked about the tools you can use, the types of nurturing that you can fulfill. It's not just digital, but digital would be a good focus because it's inexpensive and easy to set up. There are we talked about the opportunities to nurture and where you might, that would trigger you to want to say, hey, you know what, maybe I should find a way to get them into a sequence here or to start nurturing people in certain situations. We talked about all the best practices and why nurturing is even important. So that's the end of day 11 of the 12 Days of Marketing.